this transmission of Sunday Night Live. It's Chase Geyser.
Welcome back to Sucks. I am Chase Geyser, joined by Owen Schroyer, Rex Jones, and Gavin McInnes. Owen, I know you've got to leave in about 5 minutes. I'm going to give you the floor for the first 5 minutes, let you sign yourself out after you share some final thoughts, and then we'll also be taking calls for the remainder of the hour. So please call in 877-789-2539. Again, that's 877-789-2539. The sooner you call, the more likely we are to be able to get to you. Go ahead, Owen. The floor is yours.
Well, just to let everybody know, be tuned in to the Alex Jones Show tomorrow. We've got something special. And also, make sure you're tuned into the InfoWars War Room as well. And I'm sure Harrison is going to do a great morning broadcast, but I'm not sure what's on his show. I know we got something special for the Jones Show, and I know I got something special for the War Room tomorrow at 3 p.m. Central. So I'll leave it at that for now. I've dealt with high-level security, and I will just tell you, from what I've seen, I just do not believe that the police and the audience, with 60 seconds notice before the shooter pulled the trigger, that Secret Service could not have made a move to protect Donald Trump or get him off the stage. It just seems completely impossible to me. Whether it's incompetence or an inside job, we can have the debate. But I think that everybody is coming to the conclusion that that is the case. Now, there's a couple things that, again, are very important now. It was at Joe Biden's last rally that he said, and he said, quote, "From the bottom of my heart, Donald Trump is a threat to this nation. From the bottom of my heart, Donald Trump is a threat to this nation. I mean that from the bottom of my heart." Joe Biden just said that. Joe Biden just said the bullseye is on Donald Trump. After the immunity decision from the Supreme Court, Democrats, liberals, mainstream media said this gives Joe Biden the right to have Trump politically assassinated. So let's just put all that on the table for everybody to see nice and clearly. Let's just put all those cards down on the table now that the entire political climate and atmosphere has changed. Let's just go ahead and lay those cards on the table. And I think it's important for us to reemphasize this over and over again, because we know what comes next. The lives of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are imperative to protect. They must be protected at all costs. And I mean, I guess we're leaving it to the hands of Secret Service to do that. I guess they also failed yesterday. If I'm RFK Jr., I might be sitting here saying, you know what, maybe I'm glad Secret Service isn't protecting me. And this is sad for the American people. Secret Service was one of the last institutions that had a high level of trust in the federal government. One of the last ones. After last night, I think that that's going to go way down. And so Donald Trump's campaign and the Republican Party need to be disavowing any political acts of violence. They need to be disavowing any calls for violence or anything against Harris and Biden. They need to be clear and present in this moment to make sure that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are protected at all costs. And this needs to be loud and clear and redundant. And they need to get ahead of what is clearly the next move to take the attention off Donald Trump nearly being killed, and back on to sympathizing Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. So we need to make sure Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are safe. We need to disavow any political violence against the left, and we need to be loud and clear about that, because the next move is pretty clear, I think, right now as things lie. So with that, I'm going to hand it back over to Chase and Rex and the callers and the great Gavin McInnes, who's definitely not back on X after being banned for like the eighth time. He's definitely not there under a new account. And be sure to tune in tomorrow to InfoWars all day long, because we have a lot of special things. Trust me, there are a lot of special things that are going to be happening on InfoWars tomorrow. So I hope to see you all there.
Well, it's been an honor and a pleasure to have you, Owen, on Sunday Night Live, the original OG, greatest of all time host of Sunday Night Live. Thank you so much for tuning in from home, and I'll see you tomorrow in the studio. Gavin, I want to ask you, and I also want to hear from Rex after you respond. What do you think is going to happen next? How do you think the media is going to characterize the shooter? How are they going to try to explain it away or downplay it? What is the leftist strategy to deal with this, I think, death blow to at least this campaign?
Great. Is that Rex? That's Alex's son?
Yeah.
Yes. Hello, Gavin. It's been a long time, hasn't it?
Dude, I didn't recognize you. You shaved your head.
It's a better look, is it not?
Yeah. You still got that Gorbachev thing. Yeah. On your
tear down there. This wall.
Tear down the wall.
Mongolia. Well, we had a show together. What happened to our show?
It's still up. People can still view it. That didn't pan out.
No, I ended up, you and I were planning to do a show together.
Yeah, I think Alex kind of put the kibosh on that. You know how he is about certain things. He kind of middlemaned that to death a little bit. But listen, I was a boy then. I'm a man now. I've had a lot of very, very deep experiences. And I'm a business guy now. But I've decided to step back in. And not as an InfoWars host, but as my own host. I have my own show on Rumble coming out soon. I'd love to get you as our first high-profile guest.
I'd like to get you on Censored TV if you can't be on InfoWars. I want to pick up Alex's scraps. I don't want to scoop him or post him, but I want to.
You know, I'd be happy to possibly take a job from you.
Well, that's great. Okay, I'm glad I was able to facilitate this interaction.
Yeah, well, it's been a long time.
Yeah, we had a great.
Go ahead.
We had a great time.
Yeah, no, I interviewed you. And,
no, I said we had a great time when we were hanging out.
Was that 2020? It must have been.
It's definitely pre-COVID, yeah.
Yeah, it was 2020. I remember we got an Airbnb in D.C. You came down, walking down the street. You had a 12-pack of beer under your arm, and we had a great interview. We talked about pizza boobs.
Were you like 17?
Yeah, I was 17 at the time.
Wow.
A child, yeah.
Wow. So, Gavin, what do you think is going
to
happen next?
Sorry to derail everything, but I love Rex.
No, that's okay. I love him, too.
Love you, too.
That was one of the reasons why I wanted to reach out to you, because I knew you guys are close, and I wanted to get you guys on air together.
But whatever they do to Alex, hopefully, you know, Rex can take the torch and continue.
That's what I'm trying to say.
The same way they treat Rex's father is the same way they treat Elon and Tucker and Donald Trump. And Tucker predicted this. He said they tried to bankrupt him, which they did to Alex, right? Mm-hmm. That didn't work. They tried to make him a felon. They tried to make him unrunnable. That didn't work. He kept getting more powerful. So then they said, let's just shoot him. And again, I know that a lot of InfoWars guys see this as, you know, that famous Hitler thing where he's got the map out on the giant table and he's planning everything. And I get that mentality, but I'm more of a retard guy. And I think they go, we want there to be trouble for Trump. Let's just be retarded until it happens. That way we can't be incriminated. So let's have incompetent Secret Service. Let's have a pathetic media that goes unchecked, a bunch of propagandists. And hopefully, without me hiring a Lee Harvey Oswald and having a paper trail while I give him money and say, go shoot this presidential candidate, I can just foment enough dissent. I can foment enough anger and enough fear. And eventually, some boob is going to pick up on it. And then all I got to do is hide him like they did with the Trans Shooters Manifesto.
Yeah.
We don't know anything about this young man. What young man doesn't have a digital footprint, as Anthony Cumia just pointed out on Twitter? Where's his Facebook? Where's his Twitter? Where's his manifesto?
Well, it's very interesting you raise that point. They do just kind of auto-generate these people. They auto-generate these people. There is no real kind of evil, dark intelligence that's required on the local level because it's all high up and it just trickles down. And this guy is just a creation. He's the end goal of their system. That's what they want for all of us.
It's kind of like To Catch a Predator, probably not a very fashionable analogy, but you go out there, you're an old man, and you go out online disguised as a 13-year-old girl, and you're like, I love butt sex, and I can come from someone touching my tits and stuff. And you keep putting that out there, and eventually someone with a 60 IQ is going to be like, I want to meet her. And then he shows up and you throw him in jail, which is good. You should be thrown in jail no matter how stupid you are if you want to have sex with children, obviously. But it's entrapment in a sense. It's putting the media entraps low IQ lefties to do their bidding. And then, of course, they abandon them and let them die in a fire like Joan of Arc. Like this guy is toast now. And there'll be another one. Like just like Whitmer had all those people willing to kidnap her, we're going to have another attempt on Trump's life, guaranteed. This is the beginning of regular assassination attempts, without a doubt.
You're 100% right. I mean, I don't mean to interrupt.
No, go ahead, Rex.
But I touched on this topic earlier before you and Owen joined, and then Owen joined, and it was one of his main points. They're going to go after Joe Biden. They're going to go after Joe. That's going to happen. Like, that's real.
That would neutralize the benefit that this assassination attempt has had on Trump's campaign. And I totally disavow it. I'm sad that it happened. I wish that it hadn't happened. So don't take this the wrong way, audience, listeners, whatever. But the only way to neutralize the political benefit to Donald Trump that surviving this assassination, not just surviving it, but surviving it in an incredibly badass way where he got shot, there was the blood. I mean, it was very cinematic with the fight.
You could not make a better Trump ad.
You could not make a better Trump ad than what we saw yesterday. In order to neutralize that, I think there's something to be said for the strategy that is, okay, well, we can kind of kill two birds with one stone by assassinating Biden. We remove him, replace him with a better candidate, A, and B, we neutralize the political benefit to the Trump campaign that is this assassination attempt. If it happens to our guy too, then it's less obvious that it was us doing it. Do you think that's really in the cards, Gavin?
Absolutely. And you got to understand that I think a long time ago, the deep state realized hiring people, getting someone to go do my dirty work is complicated. It leaves a paper trail. And I would argue that Jan 6 was a form of entrapment, a very loose 100% form of entrapment. And what that was, outside of the obvious opening the gates and saying, come on in, and the flashbangs. And I just learned this week that they made all cell phones dead. So even if Trump was tweeting, please calm down, no one would be able to get it on their phones. So you've got these isolated people that are justifiably pissed off about not just the election, but the mostly peaceful protests, the media coverage of Antifa. You get them to their boiling point, you throw some flash bombs in there, and the next thing you know, they get mad enough to smash some windows and go in and take some rude selfies and be inappropriate in a fancy part of the government. That's all that happened that night, but I see it as the same as this assassination and the same as the Whitmer kidnapping, in that we have these outside agitators pushing and pushing people, and eventually they reach their breaking point. Now, in the case of the Trump assassination, you had some pathetic leftist retard reach his breaking point. In the case of Whitmer, you had some pathetic right-wing retards reach their breaking point. And in the case of Jan 6, you had a bunch of pretty reasonable people reach their breaking point. But in all three examples, you have these outside agitators pushing and pushing and pushing to create a hitman organically rather than go find their own bad guy. And that's what we have with this useful idiot who shot at Trump. The media is to blame. And sorry to go off, but you know, I just did an interview with the BBC and they said, don't you think your rhetoric leads to Jan 6? And I go, no, dude, you led to Jan 6.
Right.
You trivializing leftist violence, you ignoring the riots for 2 years, you ignoring the 25 dead and the $3 billion of damage, you smiling through that is what directly led to people losing their cool on January 6th.
That's absolutely correct. Gavin, you're an expert on, we'll call it, retard analysis. You're very good at analyzing the minds of the stupid. Are you not?
It's all one word, retard analysis.
Retard analysis. You're very good at it. You got a PhD.
I'm a retard expert.
Yes.
Doctorate.
But when you look at these people, I think it's an excellent point that you raise. The Jan 6ers, the people that are Trump supporters, quote unquote, on our side, whatever, the people that got duped into doing that action that ended up happening, it wasn't bloody. It wasn't crazy. The only person that died was Ashley Babbitt. She got shot in the head.
Unarmed.
And like you'd think, like
another
with these,
chick, there was another chick who got trampled to death, but she was one
there,
of us.
There you go. I apologize. I'm just speaking purely about the Capitol Police. But if you look at that and you look at the Whitmer quote unquote kidnapping, even the dumbest people, quote unquote, on our side wouldn't do what they wanted them to do. But then you've got a million of these idiots, these Antifa types that are just like, yes, mein Führer, I will carry out the act. Like a Japanese kamikaze pilot. It just shows like the bell curve IQ difference. What do you think about that?
They're master manipulators and they're the weakest type of people. That's why I think it's accurate that Ann Coulter calls them demonic. I mean, they came at me, they mocked me, they doxed me. I didn't care, obviously. I've been in media since the early 90s. But then they came after my kids. They ostracized my daughter, my sons. They brought my wife to the verge of a nervous breakdown, vandalized my home and my car. And that's all in an attempt to chip away at my psyche. So I'll stop being influential. I'll stop talking to the Proud Boys. I'll stop promoting Trump. And I think my biggest crime was making Trump cool. Mm-hmm. Making red pilling a much younger generation. That's the most dangerous thing you can do to them. So what do they do when that happens? They don't want to debate you. That's giving Nazis a platform. They don't want to face you in any meaningful, you know, traditionally masculine way, they sabotage your life. They chip away at your sanity. They fine you for what is Alex's bill now? $3.7 billion. Let's empty his bank account and chip away at his family and his marriage and his sanity. It's right out of the Bible, man. These people are not, you know, queens of, what's it called? Duke of Queensbury rules, put up your dukes. This is like, I want to sabotage your life and your family and keep mining away at my agenda until I can find a mentally ill person. And then even after all this happens, they're still stuck on this MAGA extremism route where they say, you know,
they even come out and say that the shooter was a registered Republican.
And they said, oh, he said, fight, fight, fight. That's evil. That's violence. We don't want to have that kind of rhetoric. Who's we? There is no we.
There is no we here.
There is no we. Like, it's just violent. So
you just shot him in the head.
We shot him in the ear. That's another one. He wasn't shot in the head. He was shot in the ear. He was shot in the face.
You support President Blumpf. That's what they call him. They have all these dumb
Donald
names.
Donald Trump.
They call him like Von, I won't use the expletive, Von Craps in Pants. All these things that just aren't funny. They can't come up with anything original. They're like these weird hipsters.
And Biden does crap in his pants. He got shot in the head. The only reason he doesn't have a bullet in his forehead is because your guy missed. But that's what you were going for. And again, the takeaway is MAGA extremists, even with Israel and the whole October 7th thing, where the left goes, well, there's probably going to be a lot of red hats in these protests. Nope. It was all your sons, your Marxist students from NYU that you trained, and it was all the refugees, the Muslim refugees that you welcomed with open arms. There were zero red hats at these protests. You said we were the Nazis and we were out there to destroy America and we were violent. No, we are the most sane, most measured, most egalitarian demographic in America, yet we keep getting blamed for your terrible behavior. You're the mass shooters. You're the Connor Betts. You're the trans shooters. You're the ones that are entrapping innocent men to go kidnap people. You're the ones that are driving retards nuts until they shoot at the president. And you're the ones that are screaming and antagonizing normal middle Americans until eventually they snap and dare to break some windows at the Capitol. These people are terrorists. They're saboteurs.
Yeah, well, the one thing I want to ask
jihadi
you
jihadi time.
I can't imagine having an IQ below 85. I'm not a genius by any means. I'd be the dumbest guy in Mensa, but in Mensa. That's what I like to say, right? And the thing is, even with an IQ of 85, as if I'm in Palestine and my parents are first cousins, like 40% of them are, I can't imagine right. That this person didn't realize that if they screwed it up and missed, that it was going to have the complete opposite effect of the desired outcome. I mean, the level of risk that person took, obviously they didn't have any care for their own life. How stupid do you – is this person just mentally ill? Are they retarded? Are they both? Like, how dumb do you have to be to realize that if you screw that up, it does not help your cause?
I want to interject here. I don't even think it's necessarily stupidity, even though we use the word retardation. I think it's anger. I think they're all very angry. These are very angry, bitter people. Like, imagine if not only you have nothing going on in your life right now, but you've had nothing going on in your life ever. Like, period. And then someone comes to you and tells you, whether it's on the TV or like a agent approaches you, that you can be a hero for the cause. I mean, you're going to blow yourself up. I mean, what did this guy do if not blow himself up?
It's a suicidal, it's kamikazes. It's a suicidal army. You know, we chip away at these people, especially white males. We tell them that they suck.
Yeah.
And they become suicidal. The guy who lit himself on fire on behalf of Palestine. I mean, what is there a worse way to go than lighting yourself on fire? There's been two liberals who have self-immolated recently, one in front of Trump's trial and one in front of the Israeli embassy. And these are white, straight males who were vilified their entire lives. And eventually they just want to go out in a blaze of glory and sacrifice themselves to the woke gods, hoping to get some credibility. And the irony is, it doesn't happen. Like that dude who lit himself on fire in front of the Israeli embassy, they were like, I'm not listening to white men right now. Like that guy, even after all that, that unimaginable pain that he went through, they're like, sorry, dude, not good enough. Lighting yourself on fire isn't good enough. And in a strange way, my heart goes out to this shooter because he was probably brainwashed by the left into thinking he's a piece of crap, and he wanted to make up for his sins. He wanted to atone for the sins of being a straight white male, and he would he was hoping this would help. It didn't help, of course. It never does. But the left are so evil and so demonic that when they see someone who's suicidal or they even conceive of that demographic, instead of going, how do we help these guys?
Which right. is what they we say, do. How do That's we weaponize them?
Is all about.
They
say, how do we weaponize them? How do we turn these weak men into kamikazes?
I think it's an excellent point. I want to see if the crew can find something. If they can, it's no big deal. I was on YouTube. I subscribed to Andy Ngo on there, and I saw he had an excellent take on a couple of Antifa activists that were arrested for threatening to blow up pregnancy centers or something to that equivalent. And they had mug shots of these people, and they just look like absolute, not even the cool Uruk-hai that Saruman makes. They look like complete goblin creatures, like goblins from Lord of the Rings. Like the guy just looked like someone you'd see under a bridge. But the Antifa people, to raise money for their bail or whatever, they posted them, but they didn't post the photo. They drew a badly drawn pastel drawing of the two people with like no shadow, no face lines or anything. So you can just kind of see like their good
this
idea.
This is what the person should look like.
Exactly, right? Right? This is what they should look like. Feel sorry for them. See if you can find it. I know I didn't give you a lot of information.
They
but this
post their
really
third
recent.
Grade picture.
Yeah, like
this is what they were like when they were a kid.
A smart third grader's drawing. And it's just...
That's that leprechaun meme where they drew the leprechaun you could spot.
When in reality, it's Lep in the Hood.
Yeah. So, you know, it's interesting that you mentioned this suicidal self-hatred thing, because I didn't realize this until after the most recent self-immolation, but there's a theory, and I hate to cite the experts or cite studies or the scientists, but there's a psychological theory that people who do self-immolation for a political cause aren't actually doing it for the protest. They want to self-immolate, and everything that they do as far as protest or political action around it is the excuse to do what they have this like mental illness to do. So,
right.
You know, made the self-immolate already. Go ahead.
Imagine knowing about this phenomenon and going, how can I use this to help further my political gains? Imagine not wanting to help that person or just seeing them as human fodder. That's why I love when Ezra Levant and Ron Coleman call them Bolsheviks. They are irreligious, amoral monsters who only care about winning and are happy to sacrifice these poor fools. Like, remember the guy... They had that thing in Georgia where they wanted to expand a training ground for the police, and it was EMTs and firemen were also going to train there. And Antifa spread this rumor that it was going to be a place to practice racism. So these Antifa dupes go down there and they go, no, you're not going to. They block the forest. They got a car in the tree, and they say, no way are you going to have a training ground here. I thought we wanted the police to have more training. It's not logical. But then some poor bastard, I know I sound strangely sympathetic to these losers, but some poor bastard starts shooting at the cops because they want to have a better training ground, and they kill him. That was Antifa and the radical left knowingly using a desperate man as human fodder, cannon fodder, to promote their idiotic cause.
It's like in Batman. Do you remember the one with Heath Ledger where he was the Joker? And there was that big guy in the jail cell. And he's like, please, it hurts. He told me the pain would go away. And the Joker had loaded up his whole body with these explosives. And it blasted the thing open. And the Joker got to escape, right? Like, that's exactly – that movie is like a manifestation of this exact philosophy you're talking about.
It really is. And it's the most frustrating thing about all of this, by the way, is that you and I, Rex, Alex, we've been screaming this for years. Like, I just did an interview recently and they go, so Biden's recent decline.
Yeah, they're smoking crack.
Remember, you know,
I wish
the
they
thing
were.
Or whatever, saying the idea 50 times. He's been a mess since he started. This is not recent. And as far as left-wing violence, suicidal violence, we've been screaming about this forever. Tucker Carlson said Trump was going to get shot at a year ago. We've been screaming about this, and the left keeps having reality arrive at their doorstep, and they go, what the hell? What is this doing here? We go, we told you that was going to be there because you're demonic. You go against nature and truth, and that never leads to prosperity.
And it's so insulting when they try to say, oh, this was our idea the whole time. We knew about this, you know, but we know how to handle it better. And these guys, they're exaggerating. They're making stuff up, like Biden's cognitive decline. He has been a cucumber since 2019.
Yeah. Well, and what bothers me about it is they acted like we were crazy when we said it was going to happen. Then it happens, yeah. And they act like we're crazy when we say it was a deep state plot, right? And I don't. Maybe they just conceive of a deep state plot as the old school hire Lee Harvey Oswald, paper trail, you know, stuff that you were talking about earlier, Gavin. But when you create the environment for spontaneous combustion, you don't actually have to order the specific explosion. You've created the environment. I really think that they've just been praying for this to happen and trying to catalyze the environment.
Yeah, no, Hillary Clinton flicked her bean to this when this happened. There's no doubt. There's absolutely no doubt. There's no doubt to that, folks. Like they're all happy about this. Our condolences, me and Michelle, we're sorry about this.
The only thing that they wish happened was that he died. That's the only thing they're sad about, that he didn't die.
Absolutely. But, and the most frustrating thing about this is we're all intellectuals. We're all vested in this. We all care about the country. We all have families or are going to have families and love our families and love our kids. These people are childless heathens who are retarded. Like, I consider China to be a worthy adversary. I consider Putin to be a worthy adversary. Yeah. AOC, Buttigieg, Fetterman, Ilhan Omar, Joe Biden, Michelle Obama, like these people that are destroying our lives are a complete catastrophe. And it works, I think, because they have the media. The mainstream media is as retarded as them and is happy to propagate this until it catches on to some lazy people, some incurious people, and some suicidal people.
Yeah.
So I wish we were up against like a worthy team. I wish we had real bad guys like the Joker, but we're up against utter, complete fools. Eventually, there's going to be a shot against Trump's head.
We do have a Joker figure. We do have a Bane. We do have a real smart guy who's publicly viewable. We have Mayorkas. You touched on that earlier. He's a worthy adversary, man. If you look at him in those Senate hearings, he's on tune. He's on point. He knows, and I've heard Alex say this. I'm not just regurgitating it, but I also am because he makes good points. He is their A-team guy. He is their quarterback, and it's such a beautiful plan that the most important part of their operation, right, is the invasion through the southern border. 30 million people crossed. That's a reasonable estimate, I'd say. 30 million people have crossed. And
even if it's 3 million.
Yeah, even if it's 3 million. Now, not only can they probably vote, they're definitely already counted in the census. So it goes towards the Electoral College. They just keep hedging their wins. They keep expanding the margin of cheating. And it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And that's why 2024 is so important. It's our last chance.
Absolutely. I think it's more like 60 million if you look at Biden's entire presidency so far. Past almost five years has been...
It's like 20% of the population.
All of what Ellis Island had in the years they were open. Oh, maybe it was 30 million and they were up for 6 years. Anyway, I got to go after this, guys. I want to watch Stripes with my kids.
Yeah, no, I understand. We're going to break in 30 seconds anyway, Gavin. Last thoughts.
Rex, you got to start talking like your dad. Smoke a cigar, drink a whiskey, and go, I'm not bragging.
I like having an intact larynx. I like having a voice that doesn't cause me physical pain, you know?
You should start it with a blowtorch so you can sound like
Can you do it? Can you do a good Alex impression?
I'm at the crew. Listen, it's very important you visit InfoWarsStore.com. It's absolutely critical. We got the great products. We got the X2. We got the Nitric Boost. You got to try VasoBeat, folks.
All right, We're going to rebroadcast.
Well, here's the thing. I don't want to just give a speech. We're going to break. But, Gavin, I love you. I'll be in contact with
InfoWarsStore.com.
Right on, boys. Fight.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com and get it now, because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in BrainForce Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForce Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
I haven't had a gold sponsor in 10 or 11 years. Not that gold and silver isn't a great thing to get, but because the industry is so corrupt and horrible. Anything good is going to have bad people. Like, America's been great and amazing, so evil people came here to take it over. It's the same paradox. Bad times make strong men. Strong men make good times. Good times make weak men. Weak men make bad times. It's a paradox of success creates decadence. So I had a good gold company. It's been my sponsor going back 28 years ago. They shut down because all the regulations and control, because they weren't making enough money, charging a fair rate. Had been a gold sponsor in 11 years. So then I'm looking around. I already want this guy on as a guest. He already has the biggest silver operation in the country, one of the biggest gold, 25 years in business, Kirk Elliott. He always comes on, barely doesn't even plug his products. And so I go, hey, I need a sponsor. I want you on as a guest. He says, hey, I've been trying to contact you. You want to be a sponsor? So he's been on with us for 8 months. He's giving you great advice, and silver's gone up, and gold's gone up massively since he came on. All his predictions have basically beyond come true. It's been worse than what he said. He's been very conservative. So it's like overly came true. Tomorrow's news today.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news today.
This is a no-brainer. Everybody needs to get into silver and gold. The problem is there's so many sharks and so many scammers playing on the public's ignorance. You guys have the highest rating. I'm endorsing you. Your consultants, you pay 8% for your consultancy and then nothing back to sell. That's incredibly valuable. That's where they get you. Everybody should call the number. They should email you, say, Alex Jones sent you because you're a great sponsor. We get the support for the InfoWar, and they should do it. Everyone needs silver and gold, whether it's 10 silver bars or 100 silver bars or one gold bar or 50 gold bars. People need to get into this because this is what the elites are doing. It's so simple. KEPM.com/gold. Kirk Elliott, PreciousMetals.com/gold. Go to that link. It gives the show support. Get the best deals. Call 720-605-3900. Tell them Alex Jones sent you. And to me, I only promote something that is an absolute no-brainer.
Lie to you about what's happening now. InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/go.
One of the things I learned that shocked me was that the government was putting fluoride in our water. Not to mention all the other chemicals in food and water that cause health problems and thyroid issues. And I figured, what is the solution? Nascent iodine kept coming up in research. We decided here at InfoWars to bring you the purest form of nascent iodine. Survival Shield X3 can help support your thyroid and help with a healthy metabolism. Survival Shield X3, back in stock at InfoWars.
One day since the assassination attempt on President Trump. I'm Rex Jones with your host, Chase Geyser, and we're going to go straight to the phone lines and take your calls. Let's talk to Max in Milwaukee.
Max, you are live on the air.
Hey, how you guys doing? I think a couple angles I wanted to bring up personally from experience, from having a near-death experience before, right after it happens. I felt, I don't know if this is the same as Trump's feeling, but you feel really lucky, obviously. You feel like the Grim Reaper had, like, can't
like
touch
a second
you for
life.
A couple days. Yeah, like he had a shot and miss, so you kind of have a pass for a little bit. So I definitely think that he should use this to his advantage and have, like, a good speech or do something because it's going to have extra power to it. And, you know, it's like a miracle hammer. I don't know what it's going to take for America to get hammered over and over in the head wouldn't understand what's really going on behind the curtains. And obviously, I think, you know, the Secret Service was a stand down in this inside job. Everyone in the direct vicinity is suspect, and in the crowd is suspect for observers.
I want to talk a little bit about that, the second chance thing. How do you think this is going to change Trump specifically?
Well, you got to look also, Chase, from like Trump's point of view. You know, he just got shot in the ear. So it's something kind of symbolic for that. You know, it's like, are you listening?
Yeah.
Type thing, and it's the right ear. And also, he knew that there was a chance of this. And when I saw him at the Racine rally, he is sharp.
Yes.
Sharp, on par with Secret Service or better. Like, you know that feeling when you have when someone's looking at you on the highway, you turn around and lock eyes.
Yeah.
You know, Trump has that, and he's scanning the crowd. He's a
great
very
analogy.
Smart guy. You know?
Well, and the crazy thing, too, about him getting shot in the ear, Max, and I want to move on to other callers, too, and I appreciate your story. I remember you called in last night as well and spoke about your near-death experiences, but I want to talk about that Bible verse, Rex. I don't know if you were in studio with us yesterday when this came up, but famously, when Jesus said, those who live by the sword die by the sword, he miraculously heals the ear of the Roman soldier that was coming the arrest. It was just so symbolic. I'm not trying to say that this is, you know, that Trump's a saint or anything like that or performing miracles.
Well, it's actually a very, very good story that you point to in the Bible there. So Jesus's disciples, they carried swords. They had weapons. And
yes.
When this happened, when they came to take Jesus and the soldier's ear gets cut off, Jesus heals the ear. And that's an example of what we have to do. Of course, we can't physically heal anybody. What we can do is try to heal the nation through peace and through prayer. And instead of lashing out at these people and being violent towards them, which is what they want, I mean, imagine if the apostles had killed the Roman soldiers, and imagine if they had all gotten killed right then and there. That wouldn't have allowed for the great story, the great genesis of the rebirth of man to have happened, right? So we have to rise above. We have to be greater than the world, because the world is of the devil. We have to remember that.
Absolutely. Michael in Texas. Michael, what is on your mind?
Thank you for taking my call. So I want to amplify what Owen, his questions that he asked in his opening statement. So I'm going to ask three quick rhetorical questions. The first one is, so am I to believe that two buildings 148 yards away from now, what we could call the kill zone, left in play and not neutralized before the rally, just a security faux pas? Am I to believe that? Am I to believe that a skinny, scrawny 21st century beta male could just take his daddy's AR-15, the most persecuted weapon in this country for years, go on said rooftop, take the said 148-yard shot, and come within less of an inch of Donald Trump's right eye, which subsequently would have blew his brain out? Am I to believe that, guys? Lastly, am I to believe that there's no correlation between the JFK kill shot, which was a street-level 45-degree angle from the right side, taking off a quarter of his head right above his right ear?
The same shot. Well,
the shooter shot was an elevated, 75 to 80 degree angle that pierced Trump's right ear millimeters from the JFK kill shot.
Michael, it's crazy that you mention it, because yesterday after we heard the news, we were all speculating, as everybody in America was, as to the details, who the shooter was, where the shooting happened, what the weapon was. And security guards were saying, oh, it sounded like it was, you know, a handgun. And, oh, maybe it was a 3D printed weapon, because there's no way to sneak something into the rally unless it was, you know, 3D printed with springs in his belt. And I said right away, guys, you know it's going to be an AR-15, right? That's the weapon that has to be villainized so much. Rex, what are your thoughts? I mean, do you think that it's just a coincidence that it's an AR-15? Or do you think that this is part of the narrative?
Well, I do think that that's interesting, but the AR-15 is also the most commonly owned sporting rifle in America, so there's also that, and, oh, the big scary rifle. I mean, I have an M4 at home, which is an AR-15 variant, you know, like...
One in the office there.
Yeah, a lot of people have these rifles. Most security and even police, like, they got one of those in the trunk. It's kind of the available nuclear option for self-defense if you need that kind of thing. I do think... What's suspicious more than the rifle is that I've heard, I don't know if this is confirmed or not, that they used, that the shooter used iron sights instead of a scope. Why would you do that? Why would you take the scope off? Because with a scope, even if you've never trained a day in your life, even if you just watch YouTube videos and were scared to pick up the rifle, I think you could probably get it done. But That detail is up there with Joe Biden calling Trump Donald. It very much weirds me out. It gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Yeah, I agree. Bart in Georgia. Bart, what do you think?
Well, you know, I was listening to Gavin McGinnis. He must have read my mind because there's no place for these unqualified females. First of all, they have different standards. Like, let's say the man have to do 200 push-ups, well, the females only have to do 20. So, but I was looking at this woman that Gavin was talking about, and I want to ask you this. Let's say Trump was in a vehicle unconscious, it was on fire. There's no, do you think she could drag him out by herself? Hell no.
Great point.
Yeah.
Great point. I mean, they say the director of the Secret Service, that lady said that her goal was to have up to, if not 30% female recruits and officers, Secret Service officers by 2030. And if you look at Trump is a very large man. And in fact, they were trying to drag him away off the podium to get him to safety, which I understand. But they weren't physically able to do that to him.
You'd be able to do it. You're a strong guy. I couldn't do it.
Man, here's the thing. They weren't able to bully him into leaving immediately because he actively physically resisted them. He wanted to send the message of fight, fight, fight. And if that's Joe Biden, if that's somebody else that's smaller, say a Ted Cruz or a Ben Shapiro, that person gets kind of pushed away with the flood. Trump is a very large and physically intimidating man. And to have these kind of like powder puff girls doing security for him, I mean, I'm not a sexist. I appreciate women. I like women a great deal. But at the same time, certain jobs, like I've been around security, definitely not as high level as President Trump's, or maybe so at this point, you know.
Yeah.
But I mean, these are like massive dudes, or like at a bare minimum, a super slick, super
fit,
6-foot guy.
We don't have any female security here.
Yeah, I mean, well, here's the thing, right? If you usually see these security officers, it's like a 6'6" black dude that's like 300 pounds that can do the job,
yeah,
right? And
yeah,
to see these tiny little girls, to see maybe one dude who looked capable around him is very scary.
I absolutely agree. Chris in California, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, so I don't think we can rely on, you know, the government protection anymore. I think we need to designate, you know, if Trump's coming to your city, we need a group of patriots. We need people to go down and just, you know, you're walking your dog, but you're also combing the area. You know what I mean? We need to take matters into our own hands maybe at this point. Even if it's just, you know, like I said, you're not walking around with a gun, but even if it's just extra eyes and ears out there on patrol.
Like a neighborhood watch type thing.
Exactly.
Well, we have
to
be.
I don't know how we organize it.
I like the idea of that, but on the other hand, there's so many unintentional consequences of something like that too. I want to be cautious. I'm not dismissing it, but Rex, what are your thoughts? I'd hate for something to look like Patriot Front to start happening.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's a very sad thing. Is these are all wonderful and beautiful ideas, but ultimately, if we create an idea, they twist it, and we unfortunately we're kind of relegated to the tools that we got at the time. And that tool right now is the Secret Service. And even though this horrible thing happened, even though they almost killed him, literally, say 2 inches, it's a millimeter maybe away from killing the guy.
Yeah.
You know, just change the angle a little bit if you really look at it.
I mean, I can't imagine shooting somebody in the ear without hitting their head if I was trying.
Yeah, no.
That close.
You can't say the hand of God wasn't involved. We're at such a critical point in our nation. I'm just grateful that God possibly gave us another second chance.
And I think the answer for Trump here, especially since he happens to be a man of means, it's unfortunate that that's an advantage. Obviously, anybody who runs for president or has this level of political support should be given and provided with equal security opportunity as anybody else. But I think the answer for him is to hire personal security, ramp up personal security privately in addition to Secret Service, assuming that's even legal. I'm sure that it is. No, I'm not sure that it is.
Yeah, he needs a guy like Tim Kennedy doing a detail for him.
Yeah.
He needs one of these true, like, bull shark mode individuals to appear, and he needs to get him on his detail.
Jocko Willink. You know, like,
here's the thing. Any of these guys, I mean, The real military operators, they, most of them support President Trump because they understand what's going on. They understand the rot firsthand because they've been the recipients of some of the worst treatment by the government, and they've seen some of the worst operations that have had been taken out in human history, you know. I mean, what happened in the Middle East was just atrocious and abominable, what we put our own people through, you know. And it was all for the goal and the gain of the State Department, people like Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, etc. All these dark multinational groups that have profited off the backs of our biggest badasses in history. And it's time to use those skills to protect President Trump. I do think he needs actual private security. I don't know how that works with Secret Service. Of course, we got to be very careful, because if we do that, if he does that, should say, then what happens if they say, oh, he says he doesn't need Secret Service anymore, and they pull it completely?
Well, if he was able to hire private intelligence as the president of the United States, then he ought to be able to hire private security as the former president.
I agree, but he's like Goebbels. He's setting up his own propaganda division. Like, you have to anticipate these people's attacks. They are very predictable. They're like a retarded spider that just stings itself, and its venom leaks on the floor and the ground and the blood, and it hopes to just get some on you because it can take more of it than you can. Best way I can put it.
They are a recursive spider sting.
Yeah, it's very, very, very bad. And ultimately, we have to just realize that it is all up to God. Like, we can talk, we can do a lot, we can spread word. And spreading information, there's a reason why this place is called InfoWars, because we're in an information war. That's not just good branding. Like, that's the truth. And that's why we're successful, is because we tell the truth. We have to really realize that in telling the truth, we're doing the one thing that they cannot. And that's why our message is so much more attractive than theirs. And we just got to keep doing that. I mean, it's a good idea. I hope and pray that he gets private security. But anything he does, like that private intelligence idea, they will say, another January 6th is on the way. President Trump is hired.
They'll call it hiring his own army. They'll attribute it to how Putin hired the Wagner Group as a private military to do his operations. They'll say that Trump is just like Putin hiring his own private paramilitary force. I think you're right, Rex.
Isn't it sad how predictable it all is?
It is sad, because
that's why I left.
Even when it comes true, the same side disagrees with you, even after you predict it.
This is why I left InfoWars in the first place, is because once you realize, once you get tapped into kind of like the warp, and once you can hear it sing and scream, you really just realize that it is just all this song and dance, and they just repeat the same moves over and over and over again. And there might be different colored lighting, it might be a different colored dance, but it's all the same.
Under the sun.
Yeah, it's all the same, and we just gotta. Our job is to just sing into the void and hope that enough people hear our message that we can tip over and that we can finally awaken the collective consciousness of America. And I don't know a better way to do it than him literally bleeding for the country. I don't know if that exists. Like, what a hero.
Yes.
What an American legend.
All right, let's go to Miss Lou in Florida. Miss Lou, we really enjoyed having you on the Spaces that we hosted this week with Alex Jones. I'm glad that you called in. What are your thoughts?
Well, I was listening to Alex this morning on Spaces, and people were trying to argue with him. My worry about this, you guys brought it up earlier, everybody's trying to get every little detail. You got former Secret Service, former FBI coming in, and this bullet this, and this gun this, and that. At the end of the day, we all know this is a cluster effort, okay? But the problem with that is when they put the FBI in to investigate this, that's going to be a real problem.
Yeah.
The same FBI that went into Mar-a-Lago. And
just like Owen said.
Set up that hook. Yeah, it's like having the wolves, you know, investigate the chicken house.
Yes, so, but who else is supposed to do it? I mean, the problem is we can't fix the FBI.
Yeah, we don't have a strong Congress to set up a proper investigative, group. Can't say the word right now.
Well, the fact of the matter is these problems are going to continue to happen indefinitely for the decades to come and perhaps even the centuries to come. Hopefully we have centuries to come in this country until these organizations and systems are changed. We can't rely on a rogue billionaire buying Twitter and turning it into X to save free speech. We can't rely on a rogue billionaire populist Donald Trump to save America. If these systems don't get fixed, then it's inevitable that we'll see continued corruption and entry. Miss Lou, I'm so glad that you called. Let's go to Daryl in North Carolina. Daryl, what's on your mind?
Oh, hey, guys. Hey, great to hear Rex Jones back on InfoWars, man. Last time I remember him was on that video where he was sidestepping that Antifa BLM zombie in the convenience store. That was a great video.
Can we find that, guys? I haven't even seen that. Go ahead, Daryl.
Okay, well, what I wanted to talk about, guys, was Revolver, I think, has dropped a great breadcrumb. And it's this. Congressman Benny Thompson, he has a field director named Jacqueline Marsaw. And she put out a tweet saying, I don't condone violence, but please get you some shooting lessons so you don't miss next time. Oops, yeah. That wasn't
disgusting.
Talking.
Didn't they fire that person? Yeah. I know one of the reps fired somebody.
I think so. I think she did get fired. But what I want to point out is Benny Thompson, he's the main driver behind trying to get Trump's Secret Service revoked.
Right.
He was also the chairman of the J6 committee.
So now it's proven that his staff actively wanted Trump dead. And he tried to get Secret Service revoked. So it's even more evidence that he was just sort of part of the problem.
Yes, sir. And if you look in it, he's the Democrat go-to guy for the Department of Homeland Security, which is the agency that runs and controls the Secret Service.
Well, there you go. Rex, what are your thoughts?
Let's shine a spotlight on Congressman Benny Thompson, if you want to look who might be one of the main string pullers of this event. Let's start with him.
Well, I think it's very interesting you bring up Benny Thompson and just Homeland Security as a whole. I mean, that in my view, in my personal uninformed civilian opinion, that's where the biggest rot is Homeland Security. I mean, we look at people like Mayorkas, who we've talked about earlier. Mm-hmm. These are the true operators. They're the people with skill domestically in bureaucratic positions. All the other bureaucrats like Pete Buttigieg and all the other people that just have kind of BS fake jobs, all those guys are kind of content to live in their little bubble and to just steal money. Homeland Security's job is to terrorize the public domestically into doing what the government wants. If you see something, say something. That kind of language has been around for a very long time, but they've kind of flipped it as they're the only ones you can see and they're the only ones you can say. And they are to be trusted. They are the ultimate source. We have to keep in mind that none of these people are elected. None of these people are elected at all. Like, we just live in a world where these fourth branch of government individuals have such complete monopoly on power, and they can never be questioned. They can never be judged. And when they are, like Mayorkas, when he goes to Congress, they're such pros and such experts at just dodging. And, you know, we don't have the transcript for that. You know,
December, right. They just say they don't know, and nobody can prove that they don't know, even though it's obvious that they do know.
Yeah, we need a Republican Congress and a Republican Senate that actually has some teeth and is actually brave enough to indict these people on contempt of Congress when they don't.
I'm sick of them leaning on unreasonable doubt. Like, it's not even reasonable doubt. Obviously, you know how many feds you had in January 6th. Obviously, you know how many agents were involved. Obviously, you know or immediately have access to this information if you simply ask the right department for it.
Well,
and it's unreasonable doubt that they lean on. For some reason, that's been sufficient for them to sustain themselves.
This whole thing, this whole apparatus is so ugly, and it's covered by such a thin veneer. It's not even a cloth. It's just kind of like see-through saran wrap. But if you point at the see-through saran wrap, you go, hey, something really weird is like moving and twitching under there and a tentacle's coming out. You get ostracized, you get called crazy, you get called a loon. And they associate you with like flat earth people and whatnot. They say, oh, you know, it's just a crazy conspiracy theorist. When in fact, we know that the term conspiracy theory was cooked up by the CIA. It's just all such a beautiful, beautiful song and dance. Just the same thing over and over again. And it's painful as a young person. I imagine it's painful as someone that has children. Just see the same thing happen over and over and over and over again. And I just hope that maybe there's enough collective consciousness and enough collective IQ to wake up for it from it after this election cycle. But I don't know.
Well, what's been most disturbing to me about it as an adult now in my 30s and with children is I took a lot of comfort growing up in the lie that is the notion that everybody wants the best for this country. Mm. It used to be something that we took for granted as Americans, especially in the 90s, that the Democrats and the Republicans both wanted the best for America and the American people. They just disagreed as to how that plays out. What's the best tax policy? What's the fairest tax policy? What's the best immigration policy? That was the comforting thing about this country and our republic and our politics for decades. And it turns out it wasn't true. And when I look at my kids, rather than thinking in my head that, oh, the Democrats want the best for my kid and the Republicans want the best for my kid, I just think the Republicans are right. When I look at my kids and I realize that there's a whole political class of people that not only don't give a damn about my kid, and it's not their business to. I should be the only one responsible for giving a damn about my kid. They actually want to harm my kid. They hate my daughter because of her race. They hate my daughter because she identifies, even as a three-year-old, as the gender in which she was born. They hate my daughter because she's my daughter, the daughter of somebody who works at InfoWars. Some of them want to abuse my daughter. Some of them would be delighted if something terrible happened to my daughter so they could tweet about how great it was that I'm suffering this personal ail. I mean, that's what's harmful to me emotionally about this as a father. It's not only all the just the terrible ideas they have and my concern for the future and whether they're going to go to World War III, but it's the fact that I realize there's a whole class of people corrupt in political power that would be delighted to see as much pain on this innocent creature as possible just by virtue of who they are or who they're related to. And when you realize the depths of evil, the sickness in the abyss, and just the sheer terror of the screaming and ripping and gnashing of teeth that Satan and all of his proxies would love to see, the anguish they would love to manifest in the world, it is deeply disturbing. And I think that's part of the reason why Alex is the way that he is. Rex, you're related to the guy, you're similar to the guy in many ways, you're a young man. As Christians, we just have to put on the armor of Christ and not let it penetrate into our psyche, as Gavin was talking about when he was on. We cannot let this evil erode our mental health, our spiritual health. The only resistance to it is shining light upon it, and that light will always shine until we give up on it. I mean, it's Lord of the Rings metaphor again, going into Shelob's lair with that small light that was enough for Frodo, and you know how the story goes. Point is, you can't let them put out your spark. Rex, your thoughts. 2 minutes left.
When things are so dark and things are so terrible, and I personally have felt this way for a very long time, and I lost hope for a very long time, and I'm just very ashamed that we as a country cannot just rise up and just love each other again. We got to just love each other, man. Like that's the key message. That's what we're going to close this broadcast out on, is just find the room in your heart to love again. Don't let them psyop you. Don't let them crush you into just a general feeling of apathy and shame and sadness about the world. There is still time to be saved, to save others, to spread the truth, to spread love. There is still time to be compassionate to your neighbor. And it's through that we win, because these people hate each other. They hate each other even more than they hate us.
Each other and us. They hate everyone.
Yes, but they hate each other even more than they hate us, man. Because we're going to just go on analogy day. It's analogy tour today. The Incredibles, great movie. Every child should watch it with their family. Syndrome, the villain, he's spurned by Mr. Incredible. He's spurned because he doesn't have powers. And then he invents all these tools, which eventually he uses to just torture and kill all the people with superpowers. And his eventual goal is that when everyone's super, no one will be.
Right.
And we got to reflect on that. They want everyone to opt into their cult and be special, but to be special in their meaning of special. And we got to stand against that. We got to have pride in who we are as individuals, and love for one another, love for your neighbor, because they're incapable of that. And that's the true superpower. That's the true meaning of life. That's the true ethos, is to have love and to be loved and to be a good American.
Well said, Rex. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you.
I look forward to having you on the Alex Jones show tomorrow as well. Make sure you stay tuned. Make sure you follow @RealAlexJones. And if I could ask you to do one thing as a listener, please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Go to DrJonesNaturals.com right now and be the reason we are still on the air.
Beautiful.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this: move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now, we have brought back the coffee and it's even better. from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best-smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund our Operation A360 Win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wake Up America. And finally, the best tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now.